Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Stephanie Megan, you're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Because therapy is too expensive. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy.
Okay. I'm waiting until my boyfriend goes to bed. I don't know why I only feel like I want to do this when he's asleep and like no one's hearing me in the house. Okay, he's not asleep, but we're just going to get started because it's already like 10:30 at night. Hi, guys. It's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Broke Girl Therapy. And guess what? Nobody's here. We are doing a solo pod. And this is even more solo than the usual solo pods because I'm not calling anybody. And as much as I want to like call everyone for this episode, I literally left my like mixer that has like my Bluetooth and all the equipment for me to like do those phone calls back in LA, and so I can't do it. I don't even have like my own equipment. Like I literally am using my boyfriend's microphone. Like I left all of my equipment in LA. So, which leads me to what this episode is about. I did move to Oakland. If you guys listened to the episode that I had with my boyfriend called The Next Step in Our Relationship, we talked about moving in together. And at that time, first off, so much has changed since then. So bear with me as I like try to remember what I haven't told you guys. So at that time, we, you know, we're talking about moving in together, and it was definitely going to be outside of LA. And the first step was going to be me moving to Oakland. And then we were going to live in this city that he didn't want to mention yet, which some people got the clues and found out that we were talking about Atlanta. And I think I mentioned it in another episode. Anyways, so we were, you know, the plan was to move to Atlanta. I visited Atlanta for my birthday. And don't get me wrong, I loved the city. There's still so much more about the city that I want to see. But when I was there, like, I just had this, like, this inkling that was like, don't move yet. Either not yet or don't move here. Either way, it was just telling me that I shouldn't do it, even though I was really kind of set on the idea of that. And shit, my boyfriend was really excited. But he's also just, like, really open. It's really kind of all up to me at this point. But he really loved the idea. But I just had this kind of, like, hunch, you know, that I shouldn't. And it wasn't because I didn't like the city or I didn't have a good time. It had nothing to do with that. It was just, you know, when you have that gut feeling that is so powerful, like you really got to listen to those like gut feelings. But I did for sure want to move in with him. So we ended up just deciding that I'm going to move to Oakland and really just honestly like one step at a time. Like I think moving twice in 1 year is just way too fucking much. It's way too much. And obviously it's like we're moving, but also like we're moving it together for the first time. So I just felt like it was too much pressure to put on our relationship to like make those massive changes in such a short period of time. So it's really like one of the biggest reasons. And also just like I think so much has like changed for me in the past like 6 months. Not with my relationship. My relationship is like super happy. Like I definitely have no like regrets moving it together, but I think it was more so I was very unsure where like my career was going. So we're about to get real vulnerable. Let's just get into it. So if I like ramble and I'm getting kind of tipsy, so I just feel like I am just all over the place sometimes. Let me just pour myself a little bit more. I want y'all to drink with me too. Like when you guys listen to the show, like are you drinking rosé too? Are you drinking coffee? What are you drinking? Or are you eating with us? Because I eat on the show a lot. Like, I wonder what, like, are you guys, like, having a meal with us? Are you driving? Are you drinking? Maybe. Not drinking and driving. One or the other. So, yeah. So, we decided, okay, let's put Atlanta on hold for a second. because I just feel like it's going to be too much. And I think the biggest thing for me last year was that there was so much on my plate. And I even think even before last year, I just think my whole life, I always put so much on my plate and I get so burnt out and so overwhelmed that it really affects me mentally. And I also don't feel like I accomplish as much as I want to because I already just put such like high expectations on myself and just overwhelmed myself without like giving myself a break or a moment. And so, you know, it's beginning of the year. I'm thinking like, okay, I'm falling into that habit again of being like impulsive and wanting to just do so much. Like I need to really be mindful of my time. Like I think that's the biggest thing that I've been missing for years. It's just like doing things with intention. When you have and you put so much on your plate and you don't have all the resources to do it all, like that, it fucks with you, you know? So, and I'm a dreamer and I don't want to like let that go, but I also have to like allow myself to have a break and to give myself some grace, which is my boyfriend's last name, Brian Grace. So Stephanie Grace. We're not engaged or married, but anyways. Okay, so let's circle back. So we know now that I'm not going to Atlanta. I'm taking my time. I'm here in Oakland with him. I want to circle back to end of last year when I lost my job, because I think me getting fired from my last job really changed the course of everything, including my relationship, where I'm living, what I do for work, literally everything. I got let go of my job, which was a 9-to-5. And I, to be honest, that job was the reason why I realized I had ADHD. And it was a very toxic work environment. And if you have ADHD, you know that it's obviously very difficult to prioritize and to do a lot of things. Like we really need structure. We really need space to kind of, I don't know, we're just disorganized. So it's really difficult. So this type of job that I was doing really required me to be very type A and be very like on top of things, and it just wasn't in my personality. And it wasn't until I had that job that it made me realize like, I'm not meant to do that type of shit. And that is why I get fired from every single job, is because the jobs that I'm going for, even though it's in a very creative field, requires a lot of being really great with detail. And that, obviously, ADHD is something I really struggled with. And it's in positions where I'm being constantly micromanaged and it's very high strung, very high pressure. And I don't do well with authority. I don't do well when I'm being micromanaged. So I get fired. And, you know, obviously, immediately at that time, I'm thinking like, okay, I got to find another job. And what does that look like? And it was really tough because, let's be real, you guys, Brocal Therapy is my job. And I obviously am able to monetize. I make money from this. I'm going to be honestly fucking real. Like no, I'm just going to fucking rip the Band-Aid off, just be fucking vulnerable with you guys. So I do, you know, I obviously make money from this, but it wasn't enough to be able to feel as comfortable as I would like to be. And that's scary. There's this kind of security and the safety of having this conventional job that has that promising paycheck every other week or at a certain time of the month. Like there's some security in that. I mean, that's why a lot of us gravitate towards jobs like that. But if you're like me, where I don't do well in a job where I'm making somebody else's dreams come true. You know what I mean? Like where I'm an employee for somebody, where I have like a supervisor. Like I don't do well. Like if I do have those cases, like it has to be somebody who's very understanding and is very like open and flexible and, you know, like just gets it. But of course, there's a lot of people these days who just preach that they care about mental health and diversity and inclusion, but actually don't practice it in the workplace. I said what I said. And so, I didn't, and this is not, I'm not even just like putting one company under the bus. Like there are several companies that are like this, that really try to preach this like progression and this mindset that they care about the work-life balance and their employees, and they don't give a fuck, because when it actually comes down to it, you see beyond the curtain, you're like, oh no, you treat people like shit. You exploit people. That's what I'm saying. I can't work for people like that. Okay, so let me share a tale as old as time, and I'm sure you guys would relate. I'm pretty sure. So I had a friend who recently ended up on a date with a guy who showed her pictures of his ex during dinner. Yeah, you heard it right. Pictures of him and his ex. And then I had another friend who matched with a guy and spent an evening chatting about dogs and travels, only to get his dick pic out of the blue. We've all been there, right? Swiping through a sea of potential matches, only to find ourselves in a shipwreck of weirdos and dating disasters. It may sound funny, but let's talk real talk. The constant letdowns, bizarre encounters, and endless ghosting can seriously mess with your head. Mental health is no joke when it comes to dating. And that's where Floor comes to change the narrative. The best thing about the Floor app is it's not just another dating app. It's a sanctuary for sanity in a crazy world of dating. Imagine a place where you can be yourself and connections are made without the drama. You can now say goodbye to the mind games and hello to the meaningful conversations. At Floor, they're all about empowering you to take control. A woman chooses who to talk to and how. There's a safe mode in all chats that doesn't allow dirty talk or explicit pics, and only a woman can turn it off, only when she's ready. The worst part about dating is how redundant conversations could feel, and I feel your pain on that. But what I love about this app is that there's several games in the app to help break the ice. That way it can help you navigate the conversation and it doesn't feel redundant. So if you're tired of the dating app circus affecting your mental health, I strongly advise you to try the Floor app. It's a journey of self-discovery, laughter, and meeting fantastic people who won't make you question your life choices. Download the Floor app right now, F-L-U-R-E, and spend a night chatting. And I hope you have a great time and find your perfect match. Broco Therapy is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what would you do? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I mentioned before that I went back to therapy and that was the best decision I've ever made, because every time I leave a session, I do feel like I just got so much off my chest. I've been suffering with so much anxiety because I feel like sometimes I don't have time. I don't have time to get all the stuff done, or I feel like I'm not worthy of doing a good job of the things that I have to do. And I know that stems from a lot of ADHD. So talking to my therapist, she really gives me the space to just vent and have those emotions. And she validates that and gives me the tool sets to be able to continue my day and to give me that confidence to remind myself that, like, I got this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/brokegirl today to get 10% off your first month. That's better, HELP.com/brokegirl. You know, like, I've been doing the show since 2016 and I wasn't making money at first. Now I am. And although it's not the amount that is like the most comfortable to live in, you know, I decided as I was like applying for jobs and interviewing for jobs, I was like, I actually don't want to go into that same cycle again. Because for the last like 4 years, I feel like I got into a job, it doesn't work out, I get fired. And then I'm like going back into finding another job. But at the end of the day, what we really know is that I want Broco Therapy to be my job. But because I'm spending so much time and my energy into my plan B, I've neglected my plan A. So how I kind of break it down is, this is what makes sense to me. I think since y'all listen to Broco Therapy, this probably makes sense to you. It's like when you got this main chick here, which is Broco Therapy, that's like, yo, I love you. I'll take care of you. Like, we can build. Yes, I'm not there yet, but like, I got you. Like we could be amazing together, but we got to build because great things take time. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm just not ready. I don't know. I just want something that just like, I need the benefits now. I need the benefits now. I need to feel good now. So I go to my side chick. I go to my side chick as I'm dating my main chick behind her back. But then I'm giving too much time, attention to my side chick because my side chick's like, no, I want more from you. Like, I want something serious. Like, I want something more long term. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I because, you know, because they are giving me the benefits, I kind of play along with that. But then I end up falling flat on my face because I'm not like, I got my main chick that I care more about. So what I'm saying is, why are you trying to focus on your side chicks when your main chick is the one that got you, like no matter what? Once I realized that, it just made so much sense. And I get it because you have to pay your bills. You have to like get by. LA's really expensive. You have to eat and all these things. But I was focusing on like, I should have done jobs that didn't require me so much. Because the jobs that I was going for, like, literally wanted me to, like, eat, breathe, sleep, die for them. And I just wasn't willing to do that. So that's why. So fast forward. Once I realized that, which was probably around, like, the time I went to Atlanta, actually. Because if I went to Atlanta, financially, I would have had to get, like, a 9-to-5 again. I'd have to go into that loop again of 9-to-5. And I think that's what made me really realize, like, actually, I don't want to do that again. So anyways, shout out to my boss, Brad. I work, you know, I do some editing and I am working part-time with him, but I'm also like learning so much and he's able to just, and I'm editing podcasts and such and for different clients. And because they are like bigger shows and bigger audiences and bigger production, like I'm learning so much on how to edit and put on a show and all that stuff. So like, and he's been very flexible. Shout out to, I didn't think I was going to have this moment with you, Brad, but if you're listening, thank you. Because he's still growing and I truly believe in him. And yeah, so, and he actually like, we already knew each other and he was looking for somebody and I was like, hey. And so ended up coming on, but it was part-time. But I was like, but I'm learning a lot here. Like, I'm more hands-on. I'm more creative. It's more project-based. It's not, like, the stick-up-your-ass corporate environment that I was in. I will say, like, Broco Therapy was really helping me pay my bills, pay my rent. And so, and then I'm also having this job with Brad where I'm learning, you know, I'm upping my editing skills and also learning more about production and being more creative in the industry, I guess. And I'm also doing Broco Therapy. And I just made me realize, like, okay, so time is very precious because, okay, yes, I have this part-time job and Broco Therapy is helping pay my bills, but this part-time job is also helping me pay for other things. It's so crazy how much time I have on my hands to really try to, like, put back to what I really care about. And so once I started kind of putting back and having this extra time to put back in the show, my show and my numbers started growing a lot. So I don't know where I'm going with this. It's hot. Sorry, y'all, this is boring. I know, like, I always talk about, like, dicks and shit. So this is probably, like, really vulnerable. And I don't know how interesting this is. But, like, this is really what's been going on. This is all of the shit that I'm talking about has been on my mind for months. And you know, these past episodes that I've been putting on, like, the past month, you know, and I have, like, 3 or 4 more coming out after this, have all been episodes I recorded, like, in 1 week. So that's about like 10 episodes I've recorded in 1 week. So I haven't been able to like sit down and give you guys, you know, an update. So this is like my update. And this is all that's like, okay, you have my show, but this is all the shit that's like running through my mind, you know, as this is happening. And so bear with me if it's really confusing. I'm sorry. I'm ADHD, bitch. I don't know how to structure shit. I'm just speaking as I'm thinking. So it is what it is. And also, fuck people, honestly, because like I'm gonna go back to the comments. Like, I've had some comments being like, she just so fucking rude. She keeps interrupting. Like, okay, I'll be better at that. I always want to be better at that. But fuck you. This is a conversation. This is how podcasting works. This isn't a formal fucking interview. Like, this is a conversation. Fucking assholes. Okay. So, what was I saying? So, yeah. I decided to really kind of put in the time to make Broco Therapy my full-time job. It's still in the works. So, how does that make sense about why I moved in with my boyfriend? Well, first, it was time in our relationship. I was fucking sick and tired of doing long distance. Even though it's like we live 5 hours away, that shit is a bitch. And you miss each other and shit, and then you're on FaceTime the whole time. Like, it's annoying. Like, I just want to like have him next to me. So me and him were kind of like discussing like our future and like what that looks like. And of course, it's not just the playing house type of conversations. It's like financial conversations. Like, if you're going to move in with someone, like, you have to openly talk about money, talk about your credit score, talk about your debt, talk about how much you make, talk about like who's paying for what bills, like however you want to split it. Because I know that's a controversial topic. Some people want all their bills paid and some people are in the 50-50, but I'm in the, you know, we're in a partnership. So if you're going to pay for something, I'm going to pay for something. Like, it is what it is. We're going to contribute in our own ways. That kind of like led to the conversation, you know, with my boyfriend. And, you know, I'm talking to him about my change of heart on jobs and how I'm like done looking for other jobs, and then I'm happy with the money I'm making Broco Therapy and also doing this part-time gig with Brad, and that I'm not looking for this 9-to-5 like job anymore. Like, I'm just fucking done. And but also, like, I want to live with him. So what does that mean? Is it LA? I don't want to do Atlanta. I think I should be closer into California. Like, what's happening? And so we kind of came to the conclusion that so I moved up to Oakland, and which I honestly never thought I would do that. Like, I'm pretty sure on an episode before that I was like, I would never move to like the Bay. But I'm actually really fucking happy I did it. My boyfriend's gonna hate me for saying this, and I feel like anyone who's like loves the Bay so much is gonna hate me for saying this. But the Bay is just like an extension of LA, you know? My boyfriend disagrees and thinks LA is an extension of the Bay. But in my perception of life, the Bay just feels like LA, just like more north. You know what I mean? Like, literally, that's what it is. And also more diversity in the Bay, for sure. Like, I love that I'm around like Filipino and Black people, you know what I mean? Like, that like makes me feel really comfortable. And that like a lot of culture and music really is like starts in the Bay, and a lot of LA people fucking take that shit. Like, I will stand by that. We kind of copy the Bay sometimes. Like, the Bay like has this swag about it, you know? So I love the Bay. I mean, I love LA more, but the Bay is really dope and I could really appreciate it for what it is. And also, I like the weather here so much better. Like, LA can get really hot in the Bay. Like, I love that, like, that it could get like cold, but not too cold, like the Midwest, you know? And it doesn't ever get like, well, it gets really hot, but not that hot. Not like LA. So we decided, okay, let me move there. And honestly, I'm just gonna be real, full disclosure. So we live in his house. So his grandparents owned this house, but when they passed away, they handed it down to him. So we live in this house, just us two, and he's paying the bills. And thankfully, I don't have to pay rent or anything like that. And it's been really nice because now that, and it just all worked out perfectly, because now that I'm at this time where I'm like, I really want to make this my full-time job. I can't go back to 9-to-5. I just can't, you know? I have this blessing that I don't have to worry about rent anymore, because that was always my biggest worry, was rent. And last year, you know, like, I had a roommate that wasn't really paying, so that kind of created this anxiety of like, am I gonna get evicted because this other person is not holding up their end of the stick? So that was really scary for me. And I just want to clarify that I'm not talking about Jess. She is the best roommate I've ever had. So it feels really nice to kind of escape that hustle, especially like going through that and then getting fired. It was a lot. And then I also had like all these weddings to go to, and I obviously wanted to go to all of them, you know, but that costs money. And it's just like, it was a lot for me financially and mentally. So decided that coming here, you know, instead of like moving to Atlanta or him coming to LA, like, will be best, because I wouldn't have to pay for bills. But obviously I'm contributing in other ways, like paying for food and, you know, paying for certain things and like saving money and all that stuff. So we have like our own little plan, but that is the main reason, is because me coming up here means I have less bills to pay and more time to spend on Brocal therapy. With that being said, I'm also currently working on a Patreon. I want to create more content with you guys. Like I said, like, I want to do more than just this podcast. I'm falling in love with like video editing because of my job. And like, I really want to include like more behind the scenes stuff, especially with videos, on my Patreon, you know, extra episodes, maybe like some unedited versions too, because sometimes like I edit some shit out. So there'll be some like even more explicit shit on there. And I literally have like almost 2 pages of a Word doc of like ideas of what I want to do. So it just really would just be more content. I'm still figuring out the prices and all that stuff, but obviously I'm trying to make it affordable. And yeah, stay tuned for that. I'm literally in the works. I'm aiming for like June or July for that. But of course I'll make another announcement and keep talking about it with you guys. But yeah, that's what I had planned. And like, that's what like the update is. Like, I'm, you know, all that was going on of trying to figure out what I want to do with my life. And obviously making the sacrifice of leaving a city that I really love to another city that I'm learning to love. And now living with my boyfriend, which I'll talk about that because I feel like y'all are really here for that. Like, you didn't want to hear the other stuff. You wanted to hear like, so how's it like moving in with a boyfriend? So this is the first time I've ever lived with a boyfriend. And honestly, like, it's been so much fun. Like, I don't, like, I tweeted that and someone commented, like, responded back to me, like, don't lie, girl. And I'm like, no, like, I'm actually really enjoying it. Like, it's, I mean, obviously, it's only been, like, 3 weeks, almost 4 weeks. Like, it hasn't been that long. And to be honest, like, it really just feels like the same, because we've been long distance. When we would visit each other, like, we would stay at each other's places for like a week or two or even longer, you know. I feel like we've kind of already figured out a flow and how it feels like to live with each other. So when I moved in, it just felt like, it felt like home already. It didn't feel strange. Maybe if we like got a brand new apartment, it would have felt like that. But no, I mean, I've been here a million times. Like, even my pets, like, it wasn't even like a shock for them. Like, they're so used to this place and they've been adjusting really well. And yeah, and I don't know. And like, also for those, oh, my asthma. And for those who follow me on Twitter, I also like mentioned how I was going on Bumble BFF to make friends. It was a lot of fun. There were so many people I wanted to be friends with, but like, I forget how exhausting it is to talk to people through it, like a dating app. Like, it wasn't a dating app, but it is a dating app, you know? Like, it, even though it was just like being friends, it's like the same kind of like thing that happens. It's like, hey, oh my God, cute dog. Or like, oh my God, like, what do you do for, like, all these things, like all this like small talk to get to like see if there's a connection. I feel bad because there are people that I really do want to, like, I think are super cool and I would kick it with, but I just haven't had time. Like, you know, when you move somewhere, like, there's, you just, there's, you have to adjust. And to be honest, like, yo, I love Brian and like he's really neat and like organized and like clean and shit, but like homeboy does not have good taste in like interior. So it's just like everything's clean though. Like I'll give him that because you sometimes go to a guy's house and there's just like not clean, or they have like a mattress on the floor and the TV's on the floor and like no furniture. And like a fork in the kitchen or something. Like they're just like so like they have nothing because they're just minimalist. But like at least he had furniture and he kept his place really clean and nice. But it was just like the aesthetic. Like just, you know, like he has like – I feel like – okay. I feel like men, when they shop for their home or like the interior, like they shop – like for women, we kind of like think of like, okay, what matches – what vibe? Do we want modern, mid-century, modern? Do we want farmhouse, glam? You know, like what, like retro? Like what's our vibe? Like what's our color scheme? You know, we have like a Pinterest board and shit. Men shop depending on like their interest. Like on Brian's walls, there's like a Warriors, basketball Warriors, the Raiders, and there's like Nipsey Hussle and like Tyler the Creator and then Jay-Z, Biggie, like literally all the music shit that he's into and like the sports that he's into, and then like t-shirts pinned to the wall, and then like he probably hears me talking mad shit in the other room, and then like his favorite color is red. So then he has like red curtains. And it's like, that's the thing. Like, guys, like, they choose from their interests. He's like, oh, my favorite color is red. Okay, I'll make the curtains red. Like, no, bitch. That's not how that works. Like, what? Like, they have to be, like, beige, you know? Like, make it more open space. And he had, oh, my God. He had this rug. Okay. That was, like, loud, like, swirly red stripes. It was like red, black, and white, and I swear to God, it looked like a drug dealer's rug. And I was like, this has got to go. And he loved that rug. I feel like such an ass, but he knew. I mean, I told him that before I like moved in, so like by the time I moved in, he like took it out. I was like, thank God. So in conclusion, it's going well. No, it really is. I mean, you know, again, at least he keeps shit clean. He's more organized than me, but I'm obviously going to be like, the aesthetic. We got to change everything. And so I've made like a whole Google spreadsheet of like pictures and links of stuff that I want to buy and just make sure everything matches and like budgeting out certain shit. So it's still in the works. Also, I was thinking maybe I'll put that on Patreon. Like, maybe I'll, like, kind of show you guys, like, because, you know, that shit doesn't happen overnight. So, like, maybe I'll show you guys the process. I don't know. Let me know. DM me if you guys think that's a good idea. And DM me if you don't think that's a good idea. Then I won't do it. I won't waste my time. And I'll give you something that you want. That's the thing. Also, let me know, like, if you do sign up for my Patreon, like, it would also give you an opportunity to tell me, like, what you guys want to hear, what you guys want to see. Like, I really want to just make it more of like an experience and just engage with you guys more. And I just like the idea of Patreon because it like, yeah, y'all pay for it, help me pay the bills and shit, but it like makes it more exclusive on like people who really fuck with me, you know? Like on TikTok, I could put some shit up and some fucking piece of shit motherfucker could comment and call me like a four. And you know, I have to see that. So, but on Patreon, it's like, I get people who really fuck with me and I would value your guys' opinion more than some random motherfucker on TikTok. And yeah. And so you guys could talk to me on there. I'm trying to think of more updates. Okay. So as I'm editing, I realize, wait, no, there's like more updates I want to give. Like, I feel like I didn't really like dive into like the move and like how me and Brian are adjusting to like living together and everything. also think that I'm like drunk now, so I just like feel like more talkative and like want to party. I'm drunker than I was before. It is now 12:30, and I feel like I didn't really like talk about, I just talked so much about like my career choices, and I think that's really important to talk about because it's been such a huge thing in the shift of everything in my life. So it was important to talk about that. But I don't know, like I do want to share like the adjustment of now living with a boyfriend, you know, like it's honestly like only been a month. So, you know, it's just the beginning of what's to come, but it's been honestly like amazing so far. It feels really comfortable, like living with him and being with him. Like, I think, you know, it's not one of those moments where we think it's supposed to be like this aha moment and it's like all like fun and games because we're playing house. Like, it feels like real, you know, and it feels like so right. And like, I have no doubt in my mind that I've made a good choice. Like, this was the best choice to make to come out here to Oakland and to live with him and to be in a relationship with him. I'm so cheesy. But I really like, it was so weird. Like I, you know, so we drove my stuff up north to Oakland and all this is so cheesy. So they like hate being so cheesy, but here we are. And so we drove separately, just cause we're equally bringing stuff up north, and he got to Oakland before me. And I remember he called me like saying that he got there and that, you know, just random stuff like, oh, make sure to park right here and make sure all this stuff, whatever. And so he's like, okay, bye, love you. And I just got like butterflies, you know, cause it just like, I think it hit me at that moment. Like, damn, like I'm living with a man. I'm living with a man. Like, that's crazy. And like, not just any man, you know what I mean? Like, someone I really see myself with, like, forever. God, why am I tearing up? But no, I really do love him. Like, he's through like this journey of the shit that I was going through with like my career and like my ADHD and like all this stuff. Like, he's really been like such a great supporter of that. And I just want to like give him a shout out just of like how much he's really like helped me and support me to be in this place that I am now. And honestly, like, I know that I made all these choices and it's all on me and it, you know, I give myself the credit, yada, yada. But I also want to like give him some of that credit too, because he's given like such great guidance. And even though he thinks I don't like listen to him, like, I do. And it's just been like, I don't know, it's been like amazing so far. Honestly, like I sound so annoying when I say this, but I really do feel like as time goes on, like I'm falling like more and more in love. And I don't like showing this side of myself to the world. It's embarrassing. But no, every day I'm just like so happy to like, you know, wake up next to him and like hang out with him all day. And like, we both work from home, so we have like a room that we turn into like our office, and we like, you know, we'll work next to each other. And so like when something comes up with work or we just are having a day or we just want to talk, like he's right there. I don't know, it's been so much fun, and I love it. Like, I think it's so healthy to the point where like I feel like I forget to like put that on social media, even though it's like I don't have to do that. Like, I'm living it with him, but because of what I do, it's kind of like people are like, what's going on over there, you know? But no, like it's been amazing, and I'm living like truly every moment, you know, present with him. And so, this is so embarrassing. I think the Aquarius in me is like we're emotional, but sometimes we like don't like to show to the world. But like Brian would like tell you, like, I am the corniest motherfucker when it's just me and him. Like,
It's like embarrassing.
But yeah, I mean, again, first month down. We'll see how next month goes. But it's cool. Like, it's cool to be in this adult relationship. And I'm glad that, like, you know, looking back at my life, I'm glad that I made the decisions I made, you know, even if there were wrong ones and sad ones and hurtful ones. Like, I'm glad to be the place where I am now and to be with Brian, you know, and to have the people that do support me, to have the friends that are there and are real as fuck, you know, and like, it's been a journey, but I'm so grateful. And like, yeah, like, I'm so grateful for all of you guys, for supporting me. Like, when I tweeted about doing the solo pod, like, and put it on my Instagram story, like, I got so much love. Like, so many people were just so, like, you know, interested. And like, that makes me feel really good. Cause sometimes I'm like, I don't need to tell them. They don't care. And so to like hear that, like, y'all, like, you're like, no, like, what's going on? Like, you genuinely care, because it's like, not because you're nosy, because there's no, like, you know, juicy things happening. It's just like, because we're friends, you know? And so it's great to like have a connection, even if I don't like know every single one of you like individually, but I do feel like a bond, and it feels good. And like, your love doesn't ever go unnoticed. It is 12:43, so I am cheesy tonight. Tell me if you guys want more of these. I don't know if this was too boring for you, or next time I'll call people. I just didn't have my equipment tonight. So next time I'll definitely make some phone calls. Or if you just enjoyed this just like little solo episode of me in the middle of the night just crying about how much I love my boyfriend, like, that's fine too. Like, I can do more of these. Whatever you want. Let me know. And I'll do more. Okay. In the meantime, please follow me at Stephanie Megan or go to brokotherapy.com. You guys, I say this, the more stories you send me, the more content you, I forgot what do I say? The more episodes you gonna get. It's true. I'm trying to work on making more content. So please send me stories and even your phone numbers, because I'm gonna start calling people again. And yeah, love you guys. Bye. Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.